it stayed at 55. It's not as if the, you know, 20 years ago the average age was 55, and now the average age is 75 because the 55-year-olds are now 75. No, it stayed at 55, which means that the audiences are, you know, it, like, new people are coming up from the ranks, which is good. So, you know, there you go. I just thought it was quite an interesting article. That's my article of the week. And that was in the LA Times for whatever. I don't want to be accused of whatever. I don't know. But I don't want to give you any links to the websites because I'm talking about this. But if you like it, you have to go and find it yourself. But it's in the LA Times website this week. I saw it yesterday, so it should still be there somewhere. I don't want to be accused of, you know, trying to sort of... I don't know, really. I think I've just become very, very wary about doing links to people's websites. It's getting to a point where you need to have permission to... Can I link to your website? Yes, but you must pay me. Hang on a minute. I am advertising your product. Why should I pay you? That's the way I see it. A bit like if you take a photo, put it on the internet, and in the photo you're wearing a t-shirt of a famous movie. Now, I've never heard of a case where someone's been told, remove the photo because you're breaking copyright. But, you know, I think one of these days we will. I know of BBC journalists have done videos, put it onto YouTube, and they've been told to remove the video because in the background, very, very, very quietly, you can hear copyrighted music. That's crazy. You know, I bought it. It's my music. It's on my video because it's a private video. But I'm being told by society and by the industry, everything I record, I should put it onto the internet. So why should I then be forced to remove it? It means it's like live imitating art, isn't it? You have to start changing your behavior, because if you do accidentally film it, whatever you're doing, and then you think, hang on a minute, this is quite good, I think I'll put it on the internet. Well, you can't if it's got music on it. So you start to sort of behave differently because you may end up filming it and putting it onto the internet. It's very bizarre, isn't it? Okay. Anyway, so there we go. So the article of the week, getting back to the point, my article of the week, that was the sort of comparisons. If you read the whole article, it basically says that people in America are just as sort of in love with radio as we are here in Britain, but we seem to listen to it for longer. So the same number of people, sort of as a percentage of your population, but we can sort of go the distance a bit longer. I don't know why that is, but there we go. Maybe we're sort of used to the BBC, no adverts, you see, so we're quite happy to sit there for a full hour rather than sort of 42 minutes plus a few adverts. I don't know. I'm just guessing. What do you think, Pilar? I haven't got a clue myself. But there we go. Speaking outside of my knowledge base there, I think. Okay, so article of the week in the LA Times. Britons love radio, which is great for those of us who make it. Because it means, you know, there's still a market there. So there we go. Oh, I can hear my squeaky chair again. Well, Pilar, I'm going for a cup of tea because I was hoping you were going to make one. I think I need to... When I start getting my words mixed up, it's time for a cup of tea. I'm not a chauvinist, but you did sort of look like you were on your way to the kitchen before, and I was getting my hopes up, and they've been dashed, so I'm going to make my cup of tea myself, okay? So there we go. Article of the week, back next week.